Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for coming. It is Thursday night. It is third Thursdays, actually. And this is another reality show. I am your host, Golden Hawk. And shift happens. I have so much to share with you guys. I love what I do. I love sharing it on my radio show, on Facebook. It really is an absolute divine pleasure for me to share in all of the foibles of live media, all of the foibles of a person going through the awakening. So this show will be no different. Everybody that's starting to, you know, become regular listeners really get that, you know. I pretty much, when my pants fall down, I let you guys know it. So anyways, there's a lot to talk about. I'm feeling super, super charged. I can't wait to share with you all the insights that I have received today. And we'll do all that, but let's start the show, as I always like to start the show, with the invitation and the inviting of our essence into our physical being. So let's all take some nice deep breaths. I mean, really breathe in deeply and consciously. Feeling the oxygen, you know, immediately calming the entire system of our physical being down. I mean, it really is. It's an interesting thing. I heard Bashar talking today while I was walking in the woods. The first thing we do when we're frightened is we stop breathing. So the first thing we want to do consciously to become calm and centered and peaceful is to breathe. You know, hey, that works, right? Stop breathing is what we do when we're fearful. Let's breathe when we want to get centered. You know, you just got to love the simplicity of all this. So I'm going to take a few more deep breaths. And invite your essence to join you in your physical being. Invite the aspect of self that is the grand, larger part of who you are. It's a very gentle invitation. It's a playful invitation. You do not have to beg or plead with your essence to join you. I promise you, whether you're consciously aware of it or not, when your essence hears that invitation, the heavens sing and open up in such joyful noise that the humans are at least, we're aware. We're aware that there are bigger aspects to who we are. And like I said, even if I can tell you from me personally, I feel it in my physical being as a calmness, but you know, unlike some other people who can actually, you know, see things, you know, these actual, you know, visuals and stuff, most of the stuff that I do is based in trust. I know that it's truth, even if my five senses per se don't necessarily show it. Now, it is clearly showing up more and more as I'm in year 15 of this journey, but for many years I really just did this on blind trust. And as I look back on that, that blind trust really kept me on a path and a journey that often when I thought I had fallen off the journey or fallen off the path, never had I fallen off the path. That was just my perception at the time. My soul and my essence has always been around me. Now it's in me. Now, you know, you guys, I'm sure, have all, you know, seen the Facebook thing. Okay, Michael had to cancel tonight, and I went through every emotion in the gamut, you know, in the book, you know, from being totally pissed off to totally scared and, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You know, how do I find a guest? To total clarity that Michael has absolutely gifted me tonight with a piece of myself that for many moons I have not addressed. And after doing this radio show for 6 years, always seeking to have somebody else, quote unquote, to promote and to play with on my third Thursdays, I have decided today that every third Thursday, I am going to be my guest. I am going to do tarot card readings. I am going to do Bell Vespitas sessions on the air. I'm going to do talent shows. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, because on every third Thursday, it's going to be my essence that I'm going to highlight, and it's going to be my essence that I promote. And I feel truly confident that this is divine timing. This is the time for me to, you know, I'm like the little chick coming out of my shell, and I'm super excited to be sharing that with you. And I'm super grateful that Michael was the beautiful being that gifted me with that by not showing up tonight. So thank you so much, Michael Proteus. I hope you're having an outstanding evening tonight. And just so everybody knows, Michael is not sick. Something came up, but it was actually a very joyful thing that came up for Michael, which is funny because when he first told me that, his joy just pissed me off. It's like, well, what do you mean you're going to have joy and not be on my show? And that's when I started realizing his joy is actually my joy. Once I own that I'm really ready to be my third Thursday frequent guest. So I love you, Michael. Thank you for being that divine messenger for me. I really appreciate it. I got to tell two stories tonight on the show, and then we'll do readings, because the magic that I have been feeling of late, of this week, is just profound. Okay. I was on the phone driving to go out to dinner with my friend Polar Bear, feeling really good. You know, after listening, Polar Bear lives about an hour away from me, so when I'm driving up to his house, I'm always listening to, you know, Bashar or Barbara Marciniak or something positive, and, you know, things that I resonate with. So I'm talking on the phone as we're driving to dinner with my friend Allison. We hang up the phone. I'm feeling pumped up. I'm ready. We're going to go to a buffet. And if you follow me on Facebook, you know I love buffets. I just love where you get to a restaurant, you sit down, and you begin to eat this massive amount of different colored foods from, you know, there's Asian food and American food and Chinese food and pizza and tacos. You know, Goldie just loves variety. So we're on our way to the buffet, and we stop at a gas station, and I have to go to the bathroom. And Polar Bear, I said, okay, I'm going to go in and go to the bathroom while he's pumping gas. And he goes, no, they have a bathroom, but they don't have one for the public. And I go, you know, I really said that. I go, oh, he'll let me use it. I just had this tremendous sense of confidence, and it was not from a state of being cocky. It was from the state of absolute expandedness. So just so you guys know, what I had on in the picture when I went to pick up the kids, the poncho and the bandana, I had that similar on when I walked into the gas station little, you know, mart where, you know, you have a little grocery store attached. So the guy was sweeping. He wasn't behind the counter. He was sweeping. He comes out from around the corner, and I was, you know, I just kind of blew in, so to speak, into the front door. And he lifts his head up and he goes, oh, my God, you're beautiful. And I just smiled and I went, I knew you'd get it. I knew you'd get it. And he smiled and I went, do you have a bathroom that I can use? And he goes, like he paused for a second. He goes, for you? Absolutely. And he pointed, you know, to this little, very, you know, wasn't anything fancy. So I went to the bathroom and I come out and I go, you know, I knew you would get this. I'm so grateful that you saw what I was feeling. And he was like, he goes, you're just so beautiful. I love you. And I looked at him and I go, I love you too. I'm telling you, friends, it was like this energy and presence. I was radiating. I knew I was radiating. He responded. It was so magical. me and Polar Bear go out to dinner. We come back, and I'm like, listen, if the gas station's still open, stop by. And it was, and I walked back in. I gave him a card to the radio show, and I was like, listen, you know, if you can, listen to the show. I don't even know your name, but if you're listening to the show, you are beautiful, my friend, and I know you have an open heart, and I know there's joy in your life because you wouldn't have responded to the level of my vibration if it wasn't already within you. So thank you so much for you made my night. You made my night, you beautiful worker at the Valero station. And if you listen to this in the archive, the energy is still flowing. And I told him, call the show because all we do is share energy and love. And it was just a magnificent moment for me. There was such confirmation. Okay, so that's story number one. Story number two is Anya and Sahana are the two kids that I take care of. Today, this whole week, they're getting off early because of Thanksgiving and teacher conferences and blah, 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 blah. So Sahana and Anya both take ballet, but today is Sahana's day to do ballet. So I had Anya with me because she got out early. And I had said to Anya, as we were going up the stairs to the ballet class, listen, I have to go do an errand while Sahana's in ballet. Come with me. And she was like, no. I want to stay and watch my sister do ballet. And I was like, if Anya stays, essentially, I would have had to stay, you know, to be the caretaker of Anya. Where if, you know, Sahana's in the class, I can kind of go and come back and it's not a problem. So I was like, oh, come on, Anya. And she was like, no, I really want to. And so we had a bit of a, you know, a struggle. And finally, I surrendered as I was getting Sahana dressed. I was like, you know what? She wants to see her sister. Okay. All right. I'll do my errand later. Whatever. I surrender. So we're coming out of the dressing room. And all of a sudden, the teacher saw Anya. And I guess it was another little boy who was there because of early dismissal from school. And the teacher goes, okay, what do you say we bring in the siblings of the kids who are going to do dance today, and you guys be a part of the class? And I looked at the teacher, and I went, for the whole period, you know, the whole time that they're in dance class, that, you know, Anya can stay in there? And the teacher goes, yes. And I looked at her, and I go, that is so magical. I go, you have no idea how magical it is. Because now Anya not only got to see Sahana dance, she was a part of it. And I had the opportunity to go run my errand. And I know it doesn't seem like much, but these moments mean tremendously a lot to me, because what happened at the dance studio was literally about 30 minutes after Michael initially sent me the email that he wasn't making the show. So I was really in a space of going, you know, do you get pissed? You know, do you feel sorry for yourself? You know, I was kind of playing with all these emotions. And, you know, I don't just preach on Thursday nights on my radio show that I'm trying to be an unconditionally loving being. This is my goal 24/7, every moment of my conscious awareness. And when that magic moment happened at the dance studio, I knew at that moment that my vibration was high and that there was a solution, even though at that point I didn't realize the gift was me having a piece of myself and doing my own show on third Thursdays. But I knew the answer was here, and I knew it was a positive one, because I wouldn't have experienced the magic of Anya getting taken care of and me being freed up to do my errand unless I was in that vibration. Because, you know, as Bashar says, it's not the circumstances, it's the vibration that will, you know, confirm what's going on in the world. So, for me anyways. And it was so magical. I'm totally stoked to share these stories with you. And I just love you guys. I love you guys. I love life. The forest is... Oh, one more thing about the forest. I got to share this too. The forest today. Yesterday, the forest... See, it's an interesting thing about the forest. The forest will change. You know, trees will go down. The leaves will come off. all the time the forest changes, sometimes subtly, sometimes dramatically. Well, this morning when I went, within the last 24 hours, two huge trees had come down. It's been really windy in Connecticut. And I know I talked to a friend of mine last night in West Virginia. She said it was also windy there. I think it's been windy around the whole United States. I don't know that, but I think that. Anyways, when I saw the two big trees down, I knew this morning, I go, big shifts are happening. Because that's what the forest was telling me. Look for these big shifts to happen because they're showing up as microcosms. My world is very much blended, and I make the forest symbolic of what's going on within and in my world and within my circle of friends. And when those two big trees were down, it was like I totally got the hit this morning. Big shifts are happening. Look for them and know that it's in divine order. Because one of the trees that fell is a place where I parked my car, and it didn't fall where, how can I put that? It fell where if I pull up my car like two more feet, it had a potential of, if it fell while I was parked there, it would have, you know, landed on my car. But it didn't, you know, it fell during the night when I wasn't there. I don't know if anybody else was there, but I wasn't there. And the other tree, the other huge tree that fell that I noticed actually fell and was caught by yet two other trees. It kind of landed in another tree so that it never really hit the ground. And I just looked at that and I saw it as there's always support. Big things are falling down. Because another thought that I looked at it from this morning's point of view was big belief systems are crumbling. Whether big corporations, big governments, big religions, it just felt like big things are falling. And, you know, of course, from the microcosm point of view, for me, not having my quote-unquote frequent guest of the third Thursday not showing up, that was a big thing for me. It was my main focus as soon as I had the email from the rest of the day forward. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be that, you know, the government collapses or whatever it is. Sometimes it's just what happens to us personally. So anyways, that was my day. It was amazing. That is actually my week. I'm super stoked to do readings tonight. I did a mini reading for myself, and I got the cards. This is kind of funny. I'm going to draw three piles for everybody. And just so you know, what I've decided to do is, last week I would just flip three cards. If the card is left on something that I consider to be a block, I'm going to keep flipping cards until we get to the space of flow. Because I've been listening to a lot of Abraham Hicks too, and being in flow is just so, I want everybody when they hang up from the read that the final card or the final reference that you get is the reference to know that once you're through, once you have clarity on whatever's blocking you, there is flow, and in that flow, everything will come to you. But my three cards were the schizophrenic, imagine that, the master, who is a picture of Osho, and of course when I'm doing the readings, I ask him to join me, that his wisdom may flow through me, and the mind. And I just thought that was just such an interesting triple card read. Okay, you guys have been patient. I totally appreciate you listening to me ramble away. I'm totally stoked. Okay, let's get our first caller on the line. Okay, if I see callers that might just want to be listening, if you want to do a read, press 1 because it'll show up on my switchboard. If you just want to listen, I totally honor that. I have a feeling I think I know who one of them is, and hi, beautiful. So glad you're here. Your energy supports me tremendously. Okay, but somebody does have their hand up, so let's unmute them. Okay, area code 304, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. And your name?
Trish.
Hi, Trish. And your hand was up, so you're going to do a read?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Please.
All right. So what this is, and I'm kind of new at doing this, so bear with me, but somehow I get the feeling you will. what I want you to do is I'm going to shuffle, and while I shuffle, I want you to be thinking of whatever it is that you want to know.
Okay.
And then okay, because I've intended that I'll feel it when the cards have heard the question, and simultaneously, anything that has ability to hear a question or ask a question simultaneously has the answer. So the cards have kind of shifted, and if you can just, can you express the question?
I can.
Okay.
The question is I've been kind of tinkering in a business venture, and I'd like to have some guidance, future aspects of that possible business venture.
Okay, so you want to know the direction. Okay, and just so everybody knows, my personal philosophy is there's no reading the future. The future is basically a now moment. So the read will be your present. If you like the read, continue to do what's happening, because it'll lead you into your future, which is really just another now moment. If the read feels, well, again, I'm not going to leave anybody on a blocked card. So we will continue to do the read no matter what, and the cards will tell us how to get through the block into clarity. Oh, interesting. Oh, my. Okay. All right. I do three cards. Okay, this is an extraordinary read. Okay, the first card is no thingness.
No what?
It's a no thingness, which is the word nothingness, but it's emphasized differently. It's no dash thingness.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, and this is what I get from no thingness. Okay, the card is literally a black card. There's no picture on the card. It's just blackness. But in no thingness, this is pure potential, which is a very powerful space if you're at a crossroads.
Hmm.
What's interesting about no thingness, and this card came up last week, and this is my interpretation of the no thingness. There are often times in life when the soul wants to bring us in a direction and the ego has other plans. Now, the ego will see no thingness as deprivation. The soul will see no thingness as like a birthing moment of pure potentiality. And when I say pure potentiality, I am talking in every lifetime you've ever lived, in every experience you've ever had, you have the potential to bring that into this experience, into this dimension as potential. I mean, it's a vast potential. It's not even just about, you know, the last, you know, 10, 15 years leading up to this moment. It's the last 200 million years plus infinite lifetimes and infinite aspects of who you are coming into this moment. And that really is how I see the no thingness. And so what I would recommend doing is, this is a very point in time to follow passion as opposed to following the next get-rich scheme. Because I don't know what you know, you're planning on doing. And for me, you can do it. There's no right or wrong answers here. But there is, in the no thingness, in order to see the blackness as pure potential as opposed to everything being taken away, your sense of being has to play a part in this.
Right.
And the being is the part of self that knows the stillness has answers, knows the silence is ripe with answers and wisdom. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the essence part of us that I was calling in, you know, earlier in the show. It's the part of us that's bigger than just the human aspect. And this card is telling me to share with you that acknowledge that part of you, because it wants to be a part of this new venture. It's showing up saying, I'm here. Now, here's the amazing part. The next card, the center card, you got the creator.
Well, that's interesting.
Which is, yeah, well, that was, I mean, I would call that a 1-2 punch of massive proportion. You know, like, this read is supernova, to be quite honest. I mean, the creator is one of the most powerful cards. In fact, I'm going to read that card, because we all have our ideas of what the creator is. But, it really does kind of follow suit in that there's pure potential here. And you understanding yourself as a creator is a very powerful space, because this isn't about somebody giving you an opportunity. This is about you seize, you know, what's that, carpe diem, I think, is a statement that says seize the moment or seize the day.
Seize the day.
Seize the day.
Because
being the creator is, again, this is a, it's a pivot, it's a pivoting point on your journey that, you know, you can go left, so to speak, and I'm using metaphors. You can go left on the path of doing what you've always done, or you can go right on a path that is probably less traveled and have the adventure and the experience of not just this lifetime, but of all lifetimes put together.
Right.
You know, and the reason why I'm saying that is because this particular moment in time is literally ripe with expansion and interdimensional support. You know, it really is. We are living in a time like no other time ever on the planet. There's galactic alignments that, you know, we're aligning with the central sun. It's like, think big, but not with your head. Think big with your heart. Because that's the frequency and the vibration that brings the magic. I want to read the creator card. There are two types of creators in the world. One type of creator works with objects, a poet, a painter. They work with objects. They create things. The other type of creator, the mystic, creates himself. He doesn't work with objects, he works with the subject. He works on himself, his own being. And he is the real creator, the real poet, because he makes himself into a masterpiece. You are carrying a masterpiece hidden within you, but you are standing in the way. Just move aside, then the masterpiece will be revealed. Everyone is a masterpiece, because God never gives birth to anything less than that. Everyone carries the masterpiece hidden for many lives, not knowing who they are and just trying on the surface to become someone. Drop the idea of becoming someone because you already are a masterpiece. You cannot be improved. You have only come to it, to know it, to realize it. God has himself created you. You cannot be improved. Which leads me right into your third card, which is the card called Ordinariness. And ordinariness in the Osho deck is all, Osho says, if you shoot for extraordinary, you fail. The extraordinary can only be found in the ordinary. Because in the ordinary is the understanding that every moment is magical. That there's a depth to life, that is so brilliantly orchestrated, and, you know, it's like a crystallized experience, you know, where the whole heavens open up and start singing, and fairies are dancing, and porpoises are jumping out of the water and spinning. And it's just a moment. It's not because, you know, Hollywood, you know, has put the red carpet out. It's like, to be give an example, like the magical moment when Anya could go in and not only watch her sister dance, but be a part of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? These are priceless, priceless moments. And to understand and utilize those moments, there is wealth in that goes way beyond, you know, having millions in your bank account. Even though if what you're, this read is about, you know, starting a business, I would say the business is about you becoming an unconditionally self-loving being. And anything you go from that point forward, it will be successful. You know, you don't need money. You know, confidence in that you know, like the creator card said, you don't have to get, you don't have to improve yourself.
Right.
You just have to allow yourself to know that you're the creator, and in very ordinary moments, there is a gold standard of living, so to speak, that's already there. Powerful read. I mean, I don't even have to flip any more cards. There's nothing. It's a beautiful read. Can I ask you what kind of business you're looking to start, or you're starting?
I'd like to do web design.
Okay.
It's something that I'm kind of passionate about.
There you go. Kinda, or you are?
No, I am. I'm just not at the point where I've been putting in. I've just been kind of wondering if it's the path I want to go down.
Okay.
I'd like to do it. I haven't been. I've been doing it, and I've done a couple of projects that I haven't gotten paid for, and I kind of want to take it to the next step.
Okay.
And just was curious what the universe has to say about it.
Well, how do you feel about the read?
I think the read is definitely interesting and left me with, I think, the answer that I was not necessarily looking for, but the answer that I knew deep down in my heart.
Okay. Because I'll tell you, the creator card in the middle, whatever you want, you choose. You are the creator.
Definitely was an interesting card.
Yeah, powerful,
yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
And with nothingness and ordinariness, you know, it's such, the beauty of this read is it's the kind of thing where you could walk in the streets of New York City, walk right by a master, you wouldn't even know they're a master. Masters don't wear bling and you know, shout from the rooftops.
Right,
Master simply radiates a presence that they know, they're aware of who they are and their surroundings, so to speak. That's how masters present themselves. And everything that comes into their field is touched by that awareness. Everything. It's a fabulous read. Whatever you're going to do, if you do it with passion and you do it with soul and heart, you can't miss. You can't miss. So serve yourself when you do it. Don't just service to others, but if you're not enjoying it, let it go.
Let it go.
Follow your joy. This is what Bashar says all the time. Follow your joy.
Right.
because that's what is the energy, that is the organizing principle for the rest of your moments, that our joy, when we're in our highest joy, that is the frequency of our essence. That's the experience. And Bashar says, nothing is too good to be true. If we want to be in joy for the rest of our lives in every moment that we're experiencing here, as creators, we can absolutely choose that.
Cool.
All right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, just so everybody on the air knows, Trish is my friend, and I know you have other people there that want reads. I got some hands up, so I'm going to put you on hold, and when I go through the other hands, I'll come back to you if nobody else is there. And if not, definitely let everybody there know. I'll take care of them after the show because I super appreciate that they're just there that I can do reads.
No problem, no problem. And thank you very much for that read, Goldie. It was very enlightening.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, this is your energy. I'm just reading it. All right, love. I'm going to put you on hold. And area code 646, you're on the air.
Goldie?
Yes?
Hi, it's Nancy, Faith.
Hey, how are you? You know what's so wild? I saw that you were going to attend, and I swear to God, I clicked on your name, and I went, I want you to call tonight. I swear to God.
Thought it was at 8:30, and I just called in, like, just for, like, the tail end of that reading, because I was like, oh, it's at 8:30, and I went online to get the number, and I was like, oopsie. I just, like, clicked in right now.
You know, it's, your timing is divine and perfect, as always.
You know, what's so funny is that recently, like a couple weeks ago, people were saying the tail end of your conversation about how, like, people were like, you study astrology, like people that I've known for a while. They're like, you study astrology? You read tarot cards? Like, they're like, oh, my God, like, maybe nobody knew, you know, because most people are just, like, going around and touting, like, well, you know, oh, and they, like, read a few books and they think, like, they know things and, you know, and they were like, wow, like, you know, so I decided I would do some readings and some parties coming up and stuff. There was,
well, you know what's so funny? I was going to actually leave you know. You want to do a read?
Yeah, I would love to.
All right, because you want to take, I'll keep you on the line. You want to do one of the callers?
Oh, do I want to give a reading?
Is that, yeah, if you want to give a reading or have a reading. What do you want, babe? I'm here to serve.
Have a reading.
You want to have a reading? Okay, we'll give you a reading. But if you want, listen, if you want to promote Third Thursdays, well, we'll talk. This is, you know, this is what I'm all about. Because I swear to God, I focused on your name, and I went, I know she does readings. I should ask her if she wants to do a few reads.
No, I think I can do it tonight. You definitely need one, though, and it's so funny because I actually have an ocean deck sitting right next to me. It's the ocean.
Oh,
deck.
Sweet! I love it. Okay, all right, do me a favor. Can you go closer to your base phone because you're coming in and out a little bit? Or I don't know if it's a cell phone or...
It is a cell phone, but let me try...
Okay, well, whatever. Right now, you're good. You're good right there.
All right, I haven't moved though, but that's good. Yeah, my apartment services are so great.
Okay. Okay. So, will you think of the question while I shuffle for you?
Sure.
You got it. Cool. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I feel you in me, babe. All right, Nance. What's going on? What do we want to know about?
Well, it's funny because my friend Perry, who I was, I made like the two of you big friends on Facebook, because I just like, and he actually is the one that turned me on to Bashar, who you also quoted in your last reading, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh my God, I'm a huge fan of him. Huge, yeah.
Yeah, we are too. He's, so anyway.
exactly.
blah blah blah, and I just don't know. And I'm feeling very, you know, it was like a lot of kind of, you know, he just likes to go out a lot and stuff like that. So I didn't really. It's his deck. That's why I'm laughing actually, because this is his character.
It's a great deck. It's the kind of deck I started using my Osho deck. For many years, all I would do is the Doreen Virtue decks. You know, she has, gosh, like 14, 15 different decks. And in the Doreen Virtue decks, they're all positive cards. I think there's like one card that says beware or, you know, something's resistant. And I tell people, you know, there was a time in my life where I really couldn't handle a tarot card deck telling me anything negative. You know, I was coming out of such a hard emotional experience in the awakening that it was perfect to have the positive deck because that's what I needed. But at this point, I mean, you know, my muscles have gotten stronger. You know, I'm not entropied emotionally anymore. And my whole point of using Osho is if it points out a block, and this is Bashar, a block can only work on us if it's unconscious. If we become aware of the block, the power is in our unconsciousness of it. If we're aware of something, now it's choice if we continue to do the same behavior. Because once we're conscious of it, it's a different frequency. The empowerment is, oh, I'm aware that, you know, I'm self-sabotaging. So now I can't do it unconsciously anymore. I can't blame I didn't know, because once you know, now it's, well, do you have the motivation? Do you have the trust in life itself that I can make a different choice and trust that the outcome will indeed be different? I mean, and for me, hands down, absolutely I can change my life. In fact, I'm like in gusto going, show me all my blocks. Because as I flip them, you know, I change my experiences. And it's like, oh, my God, this is pretty fabulous. Anyways, okay, what is your question, love?
Uh-oh.
And it can be something general, like what does spirit want to tell me? You know, it doesn't...
I don't know if... Are there other people on the call right now? Are we...
No, it's just me and you. I mean, there's just other people waiting for reads, so.
Oh boy. Okay, well, been struggling with Perry the past, like, year. And his room, this is why this is freaking me out that you're doing this reading with his deck that I have in my house. But I've had this deck since then, okay, for, like, a month. I haven't used it maybe a month or so when friends was over. And his roommate called me and said... I'm really worried about Perry. His roommate's a good friend of mine, too. You know, he's like, I'm really worried about Perry. He owes me a lot of money. He's, like, going out every night, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And he's, like, really pissed off because he owes him, like, a lot more money. And he told me he owed him money, and he didn't tell me how much, right? So then I'm like, okay, so I hang up the phone. But Perry and I are also kind of, like, you know, sort of, we're together or not together. And finally, recently, we just said, like, forget it. It's just not working, you know. And it's, like, how could it? Because I kind of, you know, all over the place anyway. So then I was like, I need a sign. Like, just give me a sign, universe, of, like, what to do. And I swear to God, I don't know, unless it was in a book and I was tidying up and it fell out of the book, which is sort of a long shot, there was a card from the Osho deck laying face down on the ground in the living room. And I was like,
Just recently? This happened just recently, like tonight? Or?
It happened, like, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I'm just curious on the time frame. Okay, keep going.
So this happened like about 2 weeks ago, and then I said, okay, well, whatever this card is my sign, clearly. I mean, it's just like, you know, and I'm looking at the bedroom, I'm looking at the deck, and I'm like, what the, you know, I'm like, all right. So I feel like, well, whatever this card is, I flip it over, and it's the Three of Clouds, the isolation with the mankind.
Okay.
You know?
Yep,
I was like,
yep.
Oh, well, that sounds about right, you know. So now it's like, okay, now what do I do with this information? Like, I love him very much, but, you know, you can't help someone. They have to want to help themselves. And so it's like, I guess what do I need to do or what do I have to overcome in order to, like, let this go, you know? Because it's like, I want to help. I have, like, mother hen kind of, you know, thing going on. And he's very much a Peter Pan. I affectionately call him Perry Pan because he's just, you know, he's 4 years old inside. And he just doesn't know how to, like, get it together with the real world, you know? And
okay, I think. All right, wait. Don't say any more, because what you're saying and what I'm looking at is good. I can help you. All right, the read. It's going to be the read. Okay. So here, the first card that I got, and I draw three cards. Just so you know, I don't do. it's not past, present, future. That's not it's the Trinity, but it's more conscious, subconscious, subconscious, conscious, superconscious. That's how I look at it. So that's the frequency that I'm interpreting through.
Okay.
Very interesting. First card, left card, the miser. Now, the miser is a card where the person is very much, it's a woman, very much affected by outer things, money being one of them. But it's, I mean, she has jewels. She has, she's draped in like this fur, but she's behind a wall. And to be quite honest, her face is, you can tell she's aging herself, worrying about her stuff.
Right.
So now one of the things that I said I was going to do tonight is no card will be left. I'm going to read the reading, but actually, no, I'm going to see what's underneath the card. Because the minute you said that his spending habits are not in alignment with the way you would spend, it's triggering your miser.
Right. Right.
And which is an energy here. I'm just going to read real briefly. The woman has created a fortress around herself, and she is clinging to all the possessions she thinks are her treasures. In fact, she has accumulated so much stuff with which to adorn herself, including the feathers and furs of living creatures, that she has made herself ugly in the effort. Now, wait a minute, though. Underneath that, okay, see, and this is what I love about this deck, and I set this intention up earlier today. Underneath the miser card, transformation. Now, so what's available in this experience with you and Perry is your transformation.
Right.
Now, the second card, the next card in the center is the card called the dream. Now, this is the dream of a woman sitting, she's kind of got like, it's kind of Cinderella-ish, you know, she's got like this gray dress on, you know, she looks very simple, so to speak, and she's dreaming of the romance, what I call the American illusion of what we're supposed to have and be and do. We hit a certain age and we should have the white picket fence and the 2.3 kids and, you know, our jobs are supposed to be this great space. And most of us find ourselves crumbling, you know, in every avenue, emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual, because trying to attain this dream is in all honesty, just the biggest crock of shit. And so what it does is it produces us to finally surrender, which I believe is the space that you're in right now, to starting to get to know self. Because, you know, our culture so much puts this emphasis on the love of your life is blah, 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 blah. You know, your next great soulmate. I mean, even in the metaphysical community, this whole twin flames and I'm not saying that these people don't exist, but the twin flame is your essence. That's who your next great relationship, in my personal opinion, and this is a blanket. I say this for everybody. Get to know yourself. Integrate the masculine and feminine within yourself. Becoming a whole being, which is what the transformation is all about, the phoenix rising, coming up from the ashes of all that which just is painful and confusing and, you know, really just sucks, so that we can kind of surrender to all of it, this incredible sense of self that once it's incorporated, once it's integrated, There is no such thing as loneliness. There is alone, but it's almost broken down the way he does the no thingness. Alone is breaking down to all one. You know, you can have a soulmate connection with every single human being you meet, including, like, I don't know if you were on the show earlier, I came in and asked a gas station guy if I could use the bathroom, and he's like, I love you. And I'm like, I love you too. Because that's the experience you have when you're integrated in yourself. You know what I mean? And the world responds to it. It's no joke. It's it's a frequency that is absolutely attainable and true.
Oh.
Now, under the dream, I'm going to, okay, under the dream card, healing. So this is about, the stuff that's coming up with you and Perry is a gift. And the Bashar work is great because anytime you don't feel good, ask yourself the question, what would I have to believe in order to feel like this? Then here, the basic process, so to speak, that Bashar speaks of is, so first we identify the belief, because if you don't own it, you can't shift it. So first we identify the belief. Why do I need someone in my life? Or why is it when he spends money, I don't feel good? Then after you own the belief, in the acknowledgement, you flip it. And if it's a belief that feels limited and, you know, quote unquote, the miser, then you go, my being is my sustenance. I know that there's no limitation to any abundance. Abundance is a very fluid experience. Things are, you know, whether it be physical things or energies or frequencies, vibrations, it's a constant. We won't run out of anything as long as our beliefs don't define us that we're going to run out of anything. If our beliefs say there's a limitation of this, well, in the unconditional loving universe that we are experiencing, Earth, it's going to say, okay, I love you so much, I'm going to help you experience lack. But lack is only there because our beliefs say it's there. It is not a universal truth. It's a conditioned belief. And there's tremendous healing in breakups can heal when we look within for all. The triggers are all within you. And if you take the time to go through the transformation, the healing is profound, and it's my personal opinion. Actually, and Bashar says this too. Once a relationship is established, you're never not connected to that person, but will shift in how the relationship expresses itself. Now, what's interesting is the third card is ordinariness, which was the same card that Tricia had. And Osho's explanation of ordinariness is that's where the extraordinary is, in the ordinariness. You know, in the whole idea of, you know, enlightenment, chop wood, carry water. You know what I'm saying? In other words, life doesn't have to shift dramatically. What's shifting dramatically is our experience in life. That's what's shifting dramatically.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I'm writing all this
down.
Does
that resonate? Pardon?
Yes, but I'm writing all of this down, so that's why I'm...
Oh, and remember, the show is archived, so within 5 minutes after it goes off the air, all of this is written down. You can download it or whatever.
Oh,
but
cool.
Does this feel like the space? Because, I mean, you're clearly in the space, because it only took me one other card to go underneath your topical cards to see, even though I'm going to see what's under ordinary. Oh, traveling. Traveling is the card that says it's not about the destination, it's the journey itself. You know, Pardon?
Yeah, no, but I am planning to sort of do a lot of traveling, which is great, but I know what you're saying.
So right, well, because another part of the cultural conditioning is we got to have goals. Got to have goals. Got to reach your goals. And it's like,
right.
Living in the now moment, becoming a unified being of pure essence that lives on multiple dimensional levels. Goals? Are you kidding me? We have the opportunity to experience anything we want. How do you goal that? literally what's opening up for us is so vast that it's, if we just lift our feet and let the current of life take us where it wants to take us, because it is indeed a benevolent, intelligent current, it's going to take us to massive, adventurous and you know, from what I'm getting from the teachers that I'm following, it is beyond our imagination. I mean, beyond imagination. It's like, wow, how crazy is when we really sit for a moment and listen to the words, beyond imagination is where we're going. In the sense of that's what's opening up to us as potential to create and experience, you know, in our lives, in this lifetime. That's available to us in this lifetime. And it's very, you know, this breakup is what it's doing is it's bringing up everything you need to clear so you can experience this, you know, amazing shift in awareness.
Right.
I mean, it's not deep. You don't have to go so deep. You know what I mean? It's right there on the surface because that's where the cards were.
Right.
Literally.
For miser transformation, the dream, healing, ordinariness, and traveling.
Exactly. And right, you have the book, so if you want to read, you know, the book, the deeper definitions.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know people are waiting, so I don't want to keep them, but I do want to hopefully see you soon.
Oh, no, definitely. Nancy, yes. Thank you. First of all, thank you so much because I'm telling you, I put a call into your soul. I came to your name, I clicked on it, and you called. I mean, you heard the call, and I'm so grateful that you called. I love you, sister. Love you.
Thank you so much. I hope to see you soon. Great show. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Listen, we see each other every night in our dream states, just so you know. We do.
Oh,
that's why you heard the call.
Awesome.
All right, love. I love you, and I will definitely talk to you soon because you're going to come on the show one night and you're going to do readings too.
Yeah, I'll do the medicine cards. That's what I just decided I would do. My status update
right
now.
Oh, yes! Yes, we'll go back and forth. You do medicine cards, I'll do Osho. Absolutely. I will be in touch with you to do that. That's a done deal. I love it.
Great. All right, dude. Love you.
I love you too, baby. I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Bye. Can't wait.
Bye now. Oh, me too.
Bye.
All right. That was hot. Indeed. I got hot friends. Okay. Area code 510. You are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. This is my first time calling the show, by the way.
Okay.
And,
wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called.
Thank you. Just curious.
What do you think? How do you feel about what you're hearing so far?
It's entertaining.
Excellent. Thank you.
You're fun to listen to. And you make a lot of sense. I want to say that, and I think what you say applies to everybody, not just one person.
You know, thank you for saying that, because you know what I believe? Any good reader, there's a synchronicity that everybody that's calling tonight has a piece of everybody else's read.
Yeah.
Because that's just the nature of the intelligence behind all of this. So thank you for bringing that up, because I meant to say that last week or last time I did the readings, and it nothing triggered me to say that, and you just did. So thank you. That is absolute truth, because we are one.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm calling tonight because I have been without a job for 7 months. I left a job on my own. And I am looking for a new career position. I come from a solid educational background and a good business background, but I am having a hard time, and I was wondering if you can see when I might be getting something.
Okay, so the cards. Let me ask you a question before I even do the spread. What are you passionate about?
Passionate about, well, I like working with people. I have a really good business mind. I'm very strategic and analytical. I do like the international aspect of the work I've done, dealing internationally. I really enjoy that.
Okay.
And I wish I had a job where I could travel internationally.
Okay, so is travel in general a passion for you?
To Asia or Europe for business, yes.
For business, what about pleasure?
Yeah, that would be fine. I just don't want a job where I'm on the road 80% of the time, but I do enjoy traveling, especially to the foreign countries.
Wow. Okay. All right. Let's see what Osho has to say. Okay. Okay. All right, the first card that I get is Control, which Control is a very basic principle. It means you're coming from your head and not from your heart. Now, again, we have to be very careful with ourselves when someone like myself says that to you. This isn't about, you know, sitting you down and like our parents did and going, what was your name?
Shelley.
Shelley. This isn't about sitting you down going, Shelley, stop that. I don't want to see you do that anymore. This is nothing about this. This is about awareness. In the energy of life right now, and I mean literally from the standpoint of where the Earth is on a galactic scale, on a time frame, elements that I won't even begin to go into, but it's not a coincidence that, you know, the whole 2012 and the Mayans and, you know, every channel in every cable station has somebody's chasing ghosts or somebody's a ghost whisperer or a dog whisperer. You know, what I'm trying to bring up is there's a presence of presence happening on the planet. There's an awakening to presence. Presence does not follow the same rules as the mind. So the background that you shared with me is that you have the education and you have good business sense. These are wonderful qualities, but they're qualities that you're going to apply once you get the job. The creator qualities come from a more imagination and creativity, which is the heart.
Okay.
And there's a level of trust, and there's a level of, like when I see the Control card, you're putting too much, you're getting in your own way. In other words, work more, do you meditate?
Yes, since I left my job, I am working on meditation. I've been doing meditation. I have some meditation tapes. I'm using the law of attraction. I pray a lot.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the only other question I have is, I was going to ask you if you had one of your treasure chest boards. Okay, these are all absolute. See, these are tools that, you know, people look and go, oh, this is what children do. But this is the energy that creates. We really are going back to who we were as children with the wisdom of knowing we are creating. It's almost like children create it, but they don't necessarily know that they're creating what they're creating. It's hard to explain, but from a circular point of view, it would be like the a spiral. So the energy is going back. We want to return back to our inner child. For many, many eons of time, as a human race, the energies that were supporting us was the warrior, you know, about protection, you know, and, you know, might is right, and the, you know, I'm going to think my way and rationalize. And these are wonderful qualities, but these are not the qualities of the creator anymore. The qualities of the creator are now literally the ability to imagine our lives into existence. It's a much more, there's a diligence involved and a perseverance, but it's not so much working the outside world as it is becoming very clear on your inner world, what your thoughts are. What your beingness is. How are you vibrating? Are you at peace and at calm, or are you in fear and stressed? Because these are the qualities that are creating the outside world. So we want to take the focus off the outside and put it on the inside. Now, just so you know, one of the easiest ways I have found to literally calm and soothe my being is to be in nature. It is by far the best pharmaceutical, so to speak, I have ever experienced. And I've experienced every drug there is, not necessarily pharmaceutical. I tended to do street drugs. But nonetheless, it was all about looking for that great feeling. You know, just give me something that feels good. Nature is. She knows our body because it's made of, there are two frequencies on the planet that are the same, earth and human. And what's happening on the planet, she knows. And if we regulate ourselves to her frequency, there is a sense of health and well-being and calmness, even though things might be collapsing around us. It really is a very powerful space to create beingness. Okay, so that's the first card. But I'm going to go underneath because I'm not going to, you know, not that I don't consider control a negative. It's more like I said, you just want to come aware of this, because if you can become aware of it, it's no longer a subconscious controlling you. You know, it's you going, okay, wait, I think I'm pushing too much. I'm pushing too hard. Let me relax a little and intend. Because do you know the Abraham Hicks work?
No, I don't.
Oh, gosh, Shelley. Okay, well, definitely write this down. Abraham dash Hicks, H-I-C-K-S.
Okay.
They are extraordinary. YouTube them. They have incredible things on the internet for the wisdom of the law of attraction, the law of allowing. It's the frequency you're absolutely ready and you're ripe. You know, you're ripe for this teaching. And it's interesting because right under pardon?
Yeah, the name of Hicks, is that a female? Is it Esther Hicks?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. I know they have, she and I think her husband have a book, or somebody has a book.
Oh, yeah, no, they have about 7 books. They have books, they have YouTubes, they have, you can do the monthly DVDs or CDs.
Okay.
They're just very thorough in helping us remember how to create. Because there's a remembering, because it's what we did as children, but it's not what you were taught in college. And I'm not saying that the information you were taught in college is no longer useful. It's just, it's applicable once you're in where you're in your 7-month sojourn. Where you're at now is at a space of you're becoming the creator of your experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very, there's a lot of self-responsibility, and ironically, there's a lot of letting go of, you know, the way our mom and our dad and our uncles and our teachers and our priests all told us, you know, how it was going to be growing up. It just doesn't apply anymore. I mean, it's just, it's not the way things are done anymore. There is a new way to be and to have everything that you want. But it's very different than the way we were taught. Very different. Are you older than 30?
Yes.
Okay, so then,
54.
Yeah. Pardon?
54.
Oh, okay. Wow, you have great young energy. You really don't. You don't sound that old, and you don't feel. A lot of times, that in our, you know, I know people in our 50s that are they're kind of really bogged down, so to speak. But you're clearly you're well on your way. Just so you know, too, under your control card was the possibilities, and it's a beautiful picture of this eagle flying over this mountainous earthy plane with the sun. I don't know if it's setting or rising, which is interesting, but obviously possibilities are release the control and you will open up to your possibilities.
Okay, good.
The next card too, the center card, is rebirth. Now what's beautiful about this card, actually, I think I'm going to read this one to you because this has poignancy. The rebirth card is a young girl playing a flute coming out of a lion, and the lion is actually coming out of a camel. And I'll read you the card, and you'll understand what Osho is representing in these three symbols. This card depicts the evolution of consciousness as it's described by Friedrich Nietzsche in his book, The Spake Zarathustra. I don't believe it's American. He speaks of three levels of camel, lion, and child. The camel is sleepy, dull, self-satisfied. He lives in delusion, thinking he's a mountain peak, but really he is so concerned with others' opinions that he hardly has any energy of his own. Emerging from the camel is the lion. When we realize we've been missing life, we start saying no to the demands of others. We move out of the crowd, alone and proud, roaring our truth. But this is not the end. Finally, the child emerges, neither acquiescent nor rebellious, but innocent and spontaneous and true to his own being. Whatever the space you're in right now, sleepy and depressed or roaring and rebellious, be aware that all will evolve into something new if you allow it. It is a time of growth and change. And that's clearly a beautiful card. And if you ask me, I would say you're in lion because you had the knowingness to, you left your job. You left whatever the cubicle, so to speak, was. And so now the inner child is the part that's going to create the, what I call the second half of life. Which is, and, you know, it's interesting because some people go into the inner child, of course, if we see, I see the elderly. You know, like my father, you see how they lose their teeth, they lose their hair. There's this light that shines from them, you know, and I look and I go, oh, my God, it's like he's becoming an infant right before my eyes. Mm-hmm. And I go, why do we have to wait for it to be such a, because it seems when we go in towards the child, in our culture, we tend to look at that and go, oh, we lose our independence. That's like one way to look at the inner child. I look at the inner child and say, I become a sovereign being when I connect with my imagination, because the greatest tool we all have right now is the ability to imagine our lives into this dimension. I mean, that is a very, very real concept. It's not just about going lucid in our dreams. It's about going lucid in this dream, the dream we call the awake. You know what? I'm not asleep, I'm awake. That's actually still a dream when we're in the camel state, as Osho would symbolic it. And then we start awakening, you know, because he even called it the sleepy and depressed. You know, these are the people that are basically, you know, they're in the treadmill. You know, they go to work to pay the bills, to go home, watch TV, to buy the stuff so they can go to work and pay the bills. So, you know, the life loses a depth to it. They tend to run a horizontal life, but real life, the virtues of life, the depth of life from a point of view that it goes beyond words, happens in the vertical, in the stillness, in the silence, in the child, in the vulnerability. You're in such a fabulous place right now because you're vulnerable. And yes. Bashar says, when you're vulnerable, you have the potential of the entire cosmos. And that's why vulnerability is not a weakness. It is absolutely a strength. Now, what's interesting is your third card is the burden. And the burden is essentially a gentleman walking up a mountain with this guy on his back who's dressed very pompous and very flamboyant, and he's got a rooster. The flamboyant guy has a rooster on his head, and he's pointing in the direction. So essentially the burden is something in your life is saying, no, don't do this, do this. Do it my way. Do it the way I'm telling you to do it, because that's the way that's going to get you there. But it's actually a burden to you. It's not what I would consider wise counsel. And there is a sense of strength that you're going to have to pull from within. The burden usually is affiliated deeply with the words obligation and duty, things that, again, are part of the conditioning that are saying, listen, this is your responsibility. You have to take care of me, whether it's a parent, whatever the situation, children that, you know, living, something's living off of you. Something's living off of you. That's the burden. And it's very challenging, I understand, to set that free, but that freedom is very connected to your rebirth. And let's see, and underneath the card of burden is celebration. And it's literally three women dancing in the rain.
Wow.
And because there's the greatest gift we can give anyone in this particular time in history is the ability to show others that we don't need to be codependent anymore. We are ready to, our being is our sustenance. Truly. I mean, I wouldn't do these cards or preach what I say if I wasn't living it. And there is such, such expansion and joy from unplugging from the matrix, unplugging from the shoulds, the have-tos, the burdens, and setting yourself free, even if it means letting go of, you know, everything that's familiar, which
you
can be very scary.
Yeah, you know what I think that burden was the negative energy that has been attached to me even after I left my former employer. And I think I've been carrying that around, and I've been trying to detach from it in order to move forward. So I think that it was all that negativity I had been carrying with me. And when you're with a job for 15 years and you dream about it every night and that was your life, it's been very difficult to let go. And I've been really working on cleansing myself from that.
Awesome. Okay, because under the celebration, the card was flowering. You really are primed for this right now. I would definitely, do you call in non-physical help, whether it be angels?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay, you do?
Yes.
Okay, good, good.
Mm-hmm.
Work with the non-physicals because they're very much, they can help us, but only if we invite them in.
Yes.
I don't know if you were on the call earlier too, but invite your essence in as well. Or you can call it your essence, your soul, your higher self, your higher mind. I don't know what you call it, but because that's the part of you, the way I've been described to it, that's the part of us that's on the mountaintop. And if we're walking in the valley, by calling in our higher self, we have a direct connection to an aspect of who we are that can say, oh, listen, you know, go around that part of the mountain because you can't see it, but there's a mudslide. And so the higher self might take us in directions that don't appear to be as the point A to point B, but when we learn to trust our inner guidance, and everybody has it, and that's where the stillness and the silence come in. If we get still and breathe, you'll hear the inner guidance, and it'll be very like, it'll be the first thought that comes to your head. The more you trust it, the more you will find that the inner guidance is your inner child, and where it's going to guide you to are joyful, happy spaces that, you know, you're going to scratch your head and go, wow, like, I would have not known. I'll give you the perfect example of this. I never intended when I was, I've always been a talker, and I've always been fascinated with esoterics and, you know, this whole spirituality, you know, gig, but I never intended to be on the radio. I just met somebody one day and said, listen, I'm starting up a radio show, or radio network. Would you be interested? I mean, and everything came rushing forward out of me. I went, yes! Even though the very first time I got on the air, my friends called the show and went, breathe, Goldie! You're not even breathing! I was like, I was petrified. But everything in my being was like, oh, I must learn how to do this because it just felt so right. But I never said, and I'm talking, I used to be big on the intentions, making the lists and, you know, I want to heal the world and I want to be a healer and start a healing community. And truth be told, I'm now, the radio show itself, I have intended for the energy to heal. That where I used to think it had to be, quote unquote, in a building with people on my Reiki table or massage table. You know what I mean? I had it, it looked one way, but how it ended up is me sitting here on Thursday nights on Blog Talk Radio, you know, really genuinely touching lives, even though I never wrote down a radio show host. I never wrote that down as an intention.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's just listening to that guide. Yeah, because the guidance will get you there when you surrender the control. That is definitely, there's a level of trust. And Shelley, I promise you, if you breathe, sit in nature, whether it's the beach or the mountains or the forest or, you know, a tree in your backyard, it doesn't matter. Nature and silence and stillness, and I promise you the answers will start emerging. And it's, you're not going to get the 10-year plan. You're not even going to get the 2-month plan. You're just going to get the next step. Because,
you know,
it's just the way it works.
I do a power walk early in the morning, you know, when the sun is coming up. And I'm with
okay.
the ducks and the, you know, the
nice.
The birds and the water and the boats and the trees, all the different powerful trees out there.
Excellent.
So
yes.
I'm obviously I'm on the right track then, right?
Absolutely. Listen,
okay.
Your cards are all very positive. I mean, it only took me one layer down to get to the celebration, the possibilities. You're completely on the right track. Absolutely. These readings are to let you know to be aware of. You'll be aware of now because in this reading, if you're controlling something in your awareness, step back. That's the time to take a breath. Because control usually comes up when we're in fear. Where you're going to want to do something, and something's going to tell you, or I can do this because I'm, you know, it's what I feel I got to do, or I can go sit, I can go take another walk and be with the ducks and the trees, and just allow the moment to happen. Experience life by letting go of control, and I promise you, synchronicity will come to you effortlessly.
Okay. And I, you know, I think it was just getting a little nervous because it has been 7 months without a paycheck, and I think a little bit of fear has set in.
Okay.
And so I'm going to work on getting rid of that, focusing on trust and doing everything that I have been doing and even more so I can continue to move forward in that positive energy.
Indeed. Now, I just want to say one more thing because this is from Bashar. Okay, we trust. Here are two things we do naturally, and most people don't realize this. We are motivated naturally, and we trust naturally. We don't have to learn how to trust. What we have to become aware of is what we're putting our trust in. And the way we become aware of that is we become aware of when you have a fear. In the moment that you have the fear, if you can remember, ask yourself, what would I have to believe in order to make me feel this way? Because fear is saying that there's lack in the world, and lack is only a belief system. By nature's way, there's no lack. I mean, in other words, when we're experiencing lack, we're usually experiencing an abundance of lack. You know, it really is our conditioning closing things off from ourselves. The only thing that keeps anything from ourselves is ourselves. And so the place where we start opening up the floodgate, so to speak, it's in our belief systems. What would I have to believe? Here, I'll give you an example. I moved, my mom died in 2000, and me and my father had a terrible relationship, and I was still living with my parents at that time. So I moved out. 5 years go by. I'm basically, I lose all my money. I'm living up in Buffalo, New York. I don't have a pot to piss in. And it's either home or homeless. And it's like, all right, I got to come home, you know, tail between my legs. I know it, I just got to do this. So I come home. First thing my father says to me, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. He really hasn't seen me or talked to me in 5 years, is this is not your home and you're not welcome here anymore. And I'm like, well, okay, you're going to have to throw me out because I got nowhere else to go. The next thing he says to me, and if you knew my dad, you'd say, okay, that's definitely Goldie's dad. He goes, all right, you better have rent by Friday or you're out. And I'm like, I'm a nanny. So I was like, okay, well, let's see if we can find a nanny gig. Well, the way life worked, Thursday, I have an interview with a woman who I thought was like an agency that she was going to place me somewhere. But come to find out, she was the owner of a temporary nanny agency. In other words, she placed people for spontaneous gigs. You know, they'd call up and say, I need a nanny tomorrow. And normally she would interview these people and have to do background checks and, you know, really vigilant. She looked at me for whatever the reason and goes, I got a job for you tomorrow. You can start tomorrow. So I met her on Thursday. By Friday, I had $100 to give my dad because that's the way the universe works. Now, what's interesting is for 4 years, I kept that job never having a guaranteed paycheck. It was all whatever came up. And I'd have brake problems. A week before my car had brake problems, I'd get a gig that needed me for 12 hours a day. I'd make like $700. $500, it would go to the brake job. I mean, it was like, it just became so clear to me, like, wow, I work very hard when I need it. And when I need the time off to be in nature, I got that. So you want to put yourself in experiences through awareness that, okay, so your beliefs are important because your beliefs are the filters that are going to let me rephrase this. The beliefs are the filters that show your experience to you in the outside world. So if you're experiencing something in lack, it's only because you have a belief that that's the way it should be. Flipping that belief is as easy as acknowledging that you have the belief in lack and then saying, now that I'm conscious of it, I am choosing, I am worth it, or I do deserve this. Deservability seems to be a very big belief system in our culture. It's not just about, am I worth it? I think a deep question for many of us to ask is, do I deserve this? And this is what Bashar says about deserving. You exist, therefore you deserve. You don't earn deservability. You exist, therefore you deserve. And I don't want to saturate your brain. But does this help? Did this help at all?
Oh, my God. Absolutely. Absolutely, okay. 100%. I'm anxious to play this all back again and, you know, listen one more time because this is a lot of
And 5 minutes after it goes, like, the show runs till 10. By 10:05, the archive is available. I mean, it's God bless Blog Talk Radio, so...
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Great.
And Shelley, if you can, if you have a breakthrough, no matter what the night, I would love it if you want to, or you could, actually I'm going to be doing Third Thursday, so maybe I would love it if you called up and if you have a breakthrough to just share, because I love hearing the breakthroughs. I love hearing them.
I will.
Yeah.
I will. And I'm glad you reinforced the fact that I'm on the right track and I'm just going to keep moving forward. And I really appreciate everything. You're a great life coach.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh, big hug to you. Shelley, outstanding. You call every third Thursday, my friend. You call, I'm here for you.
I will.
Even more importantly, what I speak, I've lived. It comes from, I've done this. It's available to all of us. So let's rock the second half of life. And live literally in a joyful state in every single. Bashar says nothing is too good to be true. We can have it all, so let's have it all. We deserve it.
You got it. And when I have a breakthrough, so I have a gut. My intuition says it's going to be in January sometime. That the energy is going to shift, and I'm really going to be moving forward. So I think something should happen, and as soon as it does, when I get my job or I have an offer, I'm going to run it by you, and let's see what happens.
Oh, I love it, Shelly. Are you on Facebook? Are you connected with Facebook?
Yes, I am, but I don't know how to use it very well.
Oh, okay. If you want, I'm on Facebook, too, so if you wanted to connect there, I would love to connect there as well.
Okay.
Okay, Golden Hawk.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. This is about community, too. We are community building, and I love this. Absolutely love this. Love your energy. And if you know the breakthrough's coming in January, then what I'm going to ask you to do is relax and let it come.
Breathe. Yeah.
Breathe and follow the ducks. Find the beauty of the isness right now. Because there is beauty in every single moment. All we have to do is look for it.
Well, thanks again. And please keep helping people. It's been a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much. Ditto. Back at you. Thank you, Shelly. Many blessings, my friend. Many blessings.
God bless and have a nice
holiday.
Take
you
care.
Too. You too, love. Thank you. Bye now. Wow. Okay, that was totally hot. Shelly rocked my world. Okay, all right. We're going to come back to Trish. You still here, babe?
I am.
Okay, well, all the callers are done for the moment. We got 30 minutes left, so who else wants a reading?
Rihanna would like a reading.
Awesome. Put that lovely child on the phone.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm flying. Definitely flying. I'm so glad. I actually set out another intention today, too. I was like, I want to speak to Rihanna because you saved my ass in a big kind of way that night, and I will never forget you for doing that. And you're just exquisite. So let's do a reading. Okay, this is what I want you to do. I'm going to shuffle, and I just want you to think about your question.
Okay.
And then what happens is I'll get a feeling inside me that the cards have acknowledged the question and, you know, are ready to express the answer. Okay. And would you like to share your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was kind of wondering, because I love to cook, if cooking would be the right thing for me to do.
As a career choice?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see what the cards say. Huh. Okay, this is an interesting read. Okay. First card on the left is laziness. And here's a guy sitting on ice-looking things. Here, let me read this. Well, what's interesting is it almost sounds like, actually, this is the feeling I'm going to get. I'm not even going to look at the deck in the book to do this. When I see laziness, I see that you've had lifetimes where you've cooked, and you have the potential to do more right now. So it's almost like to fall back on the cooking is like, you know, putting on that pair of old shoes because you know how to cook. You know, this is what you do. You can do this with your, you know, your eyes closed. And, you know, let's see. When you are lazy, it is a negative taste. Isn't that interesting? You simply feel that you have no energy. You simply feel dull. You simply feel sleepy. You simply feel dead. When you are in a state of non-doing, then you are full of energy. It is a positive taste. Oh, I see what they're talking about. Okay. You are radiant, bubbling, vibrating. You are not sleepy. You are perfectly aware. You are not dead. You are tremendously alive. Okay. This card is about understanding the difference between stillness from a conscious point of view and stillness from a resisting what is point of view. Let me see what's underneath laziness.
A little more to her, Goldie?
Pardon?
Can you explain that a little more to her? I don't think quite understands what you mean.
Okay. Stillness, like when I go to the woods pretty much on a daily basis, and I bring my little backpack. And you know what's in my backpack? I have a blanket. I have a sheet. I have two little square little mat things. I've got a neck pillow. I've got a little plastic thing that I put on the ground. And I literally set up a bed in the woods. Now, some people would, you know, say, well, you're just sitting around sleeping and lying around. How lazy of you. But my body in its stillness, I'm far from lazy. I'm opening up other channels of who I am. I'm opening up my heart. I'm connecting. I'm intending to connect consciously with the energies, the frequencies, and the wisdom of the woods and you know, whatever beings are in the woods that want to connect with me. I'm aware. I'm aware of the animals. I'm aware of the wind. In other words, I'm not distracted into, you know, a sense of not paying attention. I'm actually in heightened awareness, but my body is still. So the outside people might go, oh, look how lazy she is. And it's so funny because I've had that fear kind of most of my life, because when you do a lot of conscious work, you sleep a lot. I mean, I am working my tail off in my dream state, so I'll wake up tired. But through my intentions and through my desire to understand more of the non-physical world and the soul's experience, stillness is required. Now, somebody who's sitting on the couch, you know, drinking, popping beers and, you know, bitching and moaning, you know, turn the TV off, shut up, shut your mouth, get the kids out of here. You know, that's to me like kind of what this card looks like. That laziness is when you're not exploring the inner you in the stillness. You're negating the outer you. You know, in other words, I'm not going to do anything on the outside because I don't have to. Fuck it, man. Oh, I can't believe I just said that. Sorry, listeners. Anyway, didn't mean to say that. But you know what I'm saying? When God bless you. Because, Rayanne, how old are you?
I'm 17.
It's the 17. See, I'm totally empathic, and I'm here. I heard the word, the F word. I mean, I've said, you know, I say swear words, but I don't normally say that word. Anyways, I was just totally picking up on your energy. So do you understand the difference between stillness and laziness?
Yeah.
Okay, because I remember you being quite aware. Now, let's keep going with this, though, because under laziness is an interesting card, fighting. Now, fighting is the card where you're battling what you really want against what someone told you you're supposed to have. I mean, that's how I see it, but I'll be honest with you. I'm going to read fighting. Let me get to that page. Fighting always comes from a lack of trust in your own success. For me, fighting reminds me of, are you listening to the outside voices or are you listening to the inside voices? The figure in, this is the fighting card. The figure in this card is completely covered in armor. Only his glare of rage is visible and the whites of the knuckles on his clenched fists. If you look closely at the armor, you can see it's covered with buttons, ready to detonate if anybody so much as brushes up against them. In the background, we see the shadowy movie that plays in this man's mind. Two figures fighting for a castle. An explosive temper or a smoldering rage often masks a deep feeling of pain. We think that if we frighten people away, we can avoid being hurt even more. In fact, it's just the opposite is the case. And because I remember our show, I remember that there was, you know, some stuff in your upbringing that I would say is, I know you asked the question about your career, but what seems to be showing up, at least so far, is I would say your work right now, from a passionate point of view, your soul right now wants the work to do is for you to find your the inner child in you and make that child feel safe. That is the work that I would recommend. I want to see the next card. Fighting past lives is the next card.
Well, that's interesting.
That is interesting. I mean, it seems like, you know, everything right now that's working with you is has deeper meaning than just the topical. Don't look at anything that's happening right now just topically. Look for the deeper meaning. Okay, here we go. After past lives is the card Harmony. So the fighting, is there somebody pressuring you to be the cook?
No.
Okay. What when you said, is that the way I should go? How in your own dialogue in your mind, is it you're desiring to cook or you're saying, you know, I know how to do that, but I mean, put it this way, does cooking turn you on? You know, like, does it just, you know, put a spark in you that goes, God, I just want to cook? You know, that's, in other words, that's how you express yourself. Let me cook, because that's like showing you who I am and what I can do.
That's it. I love to cook. It makes me happy. It just, I cook awkward things, and I love to cook awkward things.
Okay, so who's telling you not to cook?
My stepfather?
Okay, I'm not trying to put words on your mouth. Is it because I'm just, the cards seem like somebody's telling you not, like there's a fight that you're not supposed to cook. But, let me keep going. It is from your past lives. Okay, now, just so you know, when I see past lives, there's nothing from the past. This is all present. Everything that happens to us is happening to us in the now. But I did get a hint that you have cooked for many lives. I'm not getting clarity on that fighting. I'm not getting clear. One moment it was there, another moment it is gone. One moment we are here, and another moment we have gone. For the simple moment, how much fuss we make, how much violence, ambition, struggle, conflict, anger, hatred, just for the small moment, just waiting for the train in a waiting room on a station and creating so much fuss, fighting, hurting each other, trying to possess, trying to boss, trying to dominate. All that politics. And then the train comes and you are gone forever. The fighting card is almost saying that it's a, you know, this fight is not even yours. I mean, it's not even yours. Whatever the labels are that's being put on this, follow your passion. The second card is the rebirth card. I don't know if you guys have been listening to the show about the camel, the lion, and the child.
No.
All right, because what the rebirth card is all about is Osho has, there's a camel, and then coming out of the camel is a lion, and coming out of the lion is a child. And what this card represents is the camel is about basically doing what you're, you know, like, my parents told me I should be this, so I became this. You know, we've all met those people who basically, they don't have, you know, nothing about them is authentic or creative. They just followed a path. You know, it's like my parents own a business, and because they own a business, I'm in it. Not because I love it, because my parents own a business, and this is what I'm doing. That's the camel mentality. In other words, you really don't think so much for yourself. You're just on a treadmill, so to speak. The lion is when you start coming out of that hypnotic state and start making choices for yourself. And when you're making those choices, when I first awakened, I was like I wanted to talk to everybody, and by golly, I wanted everybody to understand and approve of my point of view. It's like, when I awakened, I wanted everybody to awaken, and it became clear pretty quickly that it's just me awakening. It's not really the whole bunch of me, so to speak, my whole family and my friends. They weren't necessarily awakening at the same rate of consciousness, so to speak, that I was. But that's what he represents in the lion. It's about, screaming from the rooftops your beliefs and how you're not in the treadmill of life anymore, and you're getting off that gerbil wheel because you know that you're authentic. You might not be quite so sure that, you're still looking for others to kind of say, yes, you're authentic, for the approval of it. But you at least know that you don't want to be doing something because someone else said you're supposed to do it. You want to be doing something because you're passionate and you're authentic and it's in your highest joy to be doing it. One of those things that you would do even if you didn't get paid, but boy, getting paid for something you love doing, it doesn't get better. It doesn't get better. Because truth is, when you're doing something you love and you're getting paid for it, you never go to work. You go to play, you go to creativity, you go to joy, but you don't go to work. Work is only for those who are getting paid and they're miserable. So don't go to work, go to play. The child coming out of the lion is the one that no longer needs outside approval. The child is the one that is simply dreaming their life into this experience, knowing that they're the creator of this experience. And, they're small, they're vulnerable, but they're very, it's like there's a confidence in them simply because it's just their essence. There's no fighting, there's no proving, there's no being approved of. It's just, want to go outside and play? They're not really worried about anything. They live in the present. Now, what's interesting is your third card is guilt. And so, that's telling me that, clearly what your stepfather says, even if it's from a resistance point of view, matters to you. And Bashar says, this is an interesting thing about guilt. Bashar says that guilt is the opposite of love. Not hate and not fear, guilt. Because guilt is essentially when you put somebody else's desires above your own, and the only time you put somebody else's desires above your own are when you don't give yourself, you're not giving yourself the credit of self, so to speak. In other words, you matter, and you matter to you more than anybody. Nobody else matters like you to you. If you're not putting yourself as the number one priority of all decision-making, all choice-making, all responsible of those choices, the world is going to reflect that belief back to you. In other words, if you're not making yourself important, your reality is going to show that, your reality will show you as powerless if you're not giving the power to yourself. If you're giving your power away, which is what essentially guilt does. Guilt says, I can't make that choice because it's hurting somebody else. Well, that's their problem. And, I'm not just saying that haphazardly. That really is their reaction to your life is their reaction. There's nothing more to live for than your own experience. You are the creator of your experience. And if you don't grab life by the balls and say, listen, guilt is a conditioned response, but there's nothing enlightened about guilt. It's all conditioned from control and fear. And the only way to release guilt is to choose that you matter. And by choosing that you matter, guilt will simply wash away because, listen, Because what happens in guilt is you make choices that make other people happy and you're miserable. Let me read the guilt card. Guilt is one of the most destructive emotions in which we can get caught. If we have wronged another or gone against our own truth, then of course we will feel bad. But to let ourselves be overwhelmed with guilt is to invite a migraine. We end up surrounded by nagging clouds of self-doubt and feelings of worthlessness to the point where we cannot see any of the beauty and joy that life is trying to offer us. We all long to be better people, more loving, more aware, more true to ourselves. But when we punish ourselves for our failures by feeling guilty, we can get locked into a cycle of despair and hopelessness that robs us of all clarity about ourselves and the situations we encounter. You are absolutely okay as you are, and it is absolutely natural to go astray from time to time. Just learn from it, move on, and use the lesson not to make the same mistakes again. And I want to go under guilt and see. And under guilt is mind, which is basically mind is logic, reasoning, rationalization. Mind is the place where you, instead of trying to figure out what you want, you spend all your energy trying to figure out what made others mad or what made others disappointed in you or what made others fill in the blank. In other words, the mind is more worried about that which is happening outside of you than what's happening within you. And guess where the creative process starts? Take a wild guess. Do you know?
It's within.
Of course. So if the mind is taking you without, that is essentially a huge waste of energy. And under mind is transformation for you. I mean, the guilt card and the mind card are so symbolically connected. You know, because guilt is a mind thought. Your heart would never feel guilty. Because the heart knows, like it said, listen, I make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. All the time. And here's my definition of mistakes. I make mistakes so I may learn and not make them again. I mean, and I teach this to my kids, and I teach this to the adults, and not teach, but share that our culture has everybody so afraid to make mistakes, a lot of people don't even move. I mean, that's how fearful we are of just making mistakes. Mistakes are part of the gig, man. We're deep in illusion, and you know, we're in duality and polarity. This is part of it. You know, I'm going to play on the dark side so I can figure out how light I am. That's just part of this game. And once you recognize that, you know, you look and go, all right, listen, what I did. But who I am now is I am who I am now because I did what I did. And that is a good space to be in. You're always a better person from the mistake if you take the mistake and say, I choose to learn from it, instead of taking the mistake and beating yourself up for it. Which is basically what, you know, Bashar is saying. Because transformation underneath says that, I mean, you can be anything you want, Rayanne. And if cooking brings you pleasure and joy, well, by golly, cook. Definitely. That shouldn't even be a question. You know, if it pisses people off, not my part. There's a famous saying, what you think of me is none of my business.
I like that saying.
It's a great saying. Because it puts all the power back into self. And, you know, parents have weird. Here's what I know from my own experience with my dad. I mean, I was raised by a father who's Jewish and an engineer. So, you know, in the Jewish culture, essentially, boys or girls, it doesn't matter. You are stamped with, you're going to college, and you're going to be a doctor, or you're going to be a lawyer, or you're going to be an engineer. I mean, that's just, you know, those are your options. You know, I could be any kind of doctor. they give you that kind of, you know, flexibility, but you're going to be highly educated, and you're going to make a lot of money. And I was, you know, Golden Hawk healer. And my healing wasn't about Western medicine healing. My healing was, you know, Reiki attunements and hypnosis. And And my father, for the day I graduated college, when I did finally go for the early childhood, the day, I'll never forget this, I'm zipping up my gown, Rayanne, and my father is screaming at me from the other room what a failure I am because it took me 5 years to get a 2-year associate's degree. As I'm zipping up my cap and gown. I mean, it's amazing what parents think about our choices, you know, and I'm just like, whatever, dude, man. And then, of course, at the party, he was like, are you going to go on? Are you going to get your bachelor's degree? And I went, no. No, because truth be told, from my opinion, all the things that college taught me took away my creativity. I shouldn't say all the things. The classes, if college was about only me taking the early childhood classes, they were wonderfully creative and totally applicable to me being a nanny and you know, learning how to teach through science of cooking and art and how to compliment somebody through the strokes and the colors instead of what something looks like. But college also wanted me, so I had 60 credits of early childhood and 60 credits of just a bunch of bullshit. I don't care about English. I don't care about Western society, or I don't even remember the classes, but I couldn't get the degree without doing 60 of the ones they wanted me to do and 60 of the ones that I had to do, you know, my early childhood. And that to me was a control that said, listen, I've got to just take things that fill my heart all the time. And, you know, the internet ended up being, you know, my college. Anyways, I kind of went a little on a tangent. The bottom line is, at this point in time, because I have stopped caring what my father thinks of me is none of my business. By genuinely not caring about that, my father has since, in the past, I'd say a year ago, he came to me and he goes, you know, I really respect what you do. I mean, I had a client that was basically paying my rent who I was doing hypnosis sessions with on the phone. And, you know, he saw clients coming over that would get on my table and I'd do energy work. And when they got up, he'd hear, you know, us walking to the front door and they'd be like, you know, wow, I feel amazing. Thank you. And he said, he goes, I don't understand what you do, but I honor that you're good at it because I can see people are pleased. You know, you're making money, which is his language. His language of success was making money, but the true language of success is, do you have joy in your life? If you have joy, I promise you the money will show up. If you shoot for the money without the joy, oh my God, I work in very wealthy homes. They're miserable. They're miserable. Follow your passion. Follow your passion, release the guilt, have the transformation, because once you transform and don't need anybody's approval, whether it be your parents or even Trisha's, when you don't need anybody's approval, you're going to find that everybody approves of what you're doing. It's a weird paradox, but it's the way it works. Does that feel helpful?
Yes.
Truly, does it?
Yes.
So, are you going to cook?
Yes.
That's my girl. Because, right, you don't have to even go to school. Just start cooking and see what shows up. You're young.
Does that
just
now.
Cook. Cook because it feels good. Cook and if you want it to start being something that you're doing, put your name out there. You know, throw your names on Craigslist or throw up a flyer saying, you know, we'll cook for parties or, you know, you're looking for have a romantic dinner with your partner. You know, I'll come over and I'll cook everything and, you know, leave you two alone. Whatever. Be creative. Be creative. But as long as you're in passion, I promise you, everything stems from that point down. Truly. Cook. Cook, child.
She's an excellent, by the way.
And, you know, just so you know, too, from an energetic point of view, if you're in joy when you're cooking, that energy goes into the food. So what they're eating is literally an expression of your joy. There's a movie, something with the word chocolate in it. It's a foreign film. And it's all about how whatever the woman was cooking, whatever she was feeling when she was cooking, it was made, I think, in Italy or something. Everybody around the table would start feeling what the woman was feeling. So at one point she was crying while she was cooking. So as everybody started eating the food, they all started crying. And then at one point she was having, I think, this torrid affair with somebody, and she was passionate. So everybody started eating the food, and, you know, the sexual energy was coming up around the table. And as much as that seems like it's just in a movie, that is absolutely not the truth. The truth is, you are putting yourself energetically into the food. And that's an incredibly, that's healing, man. You can heal with that. Literally. Trust that, because that's truth. I know that from an energetic point of view. It's just an extension of you. And if you're feeling good and you're feeling joyful and you're feeling empowered, don't let anybody else tell you otherwise. Cook and feel empowered and see where that takes you. We're pretty much out of time. I see somebody called in. Actually, I'm going to take one more caller. It's okay. We're going to go a little bit over. But you feel okay with it? Did the reading help you, Rayanne?
Yes.
You guys rock. Trisha, I will call you. I mean, you're welcome to stay on the line, but I know there's other people there, and I'm happy to do readings. I'm just going to take the guy on the call, and then I'll call you guys. Or stay on the line, and I'll call you afterwards anyways. Okay?
Yeah, just afterwards.
Okay, cool. All right. All right. I love you guys. Thank you. I love you, Rayanne.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Area code 937, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Oh, we're good.
Excellent.
I wonder if you could give me any insight on love life or anything.
Love life. Sure. Okay, what I want you to do is focus on that question while I shuffle. And that will integrate the energy into the cards. All right, Sandy. Lots of insights. I can feel it.
Oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, interesting. Okay. First card that came up was exhaustion. And I know this personally. We cannot force a love life.
Right.
It's like forcing a flower to open. But what I can tell you that worked for me, which I highly recommend, is all the energy and focus on finding the love outside of you,
mm-hmm.
bring in. And it's funny because I used to tell people, you know, take yourself out to dinner, you know, buy yourself flowers. And those are nice things, but I'll be honest with you. Oh, I am so talking way beyond that. I am talking about genuinely being the part of self that says, you know, Sandy, you're exquisite. Saying this to self and recognizing the significance in believing you to you. That no one can say that to you like you can say that to you. And really giving that to yourself as opposed to giving that to someone else and waiting for them to give it back to you.
Yeah.
And we all go through this. It is the conditioning of America. You know, look for it outside. Get from it outside. But I'll tell you, if we put a tenth of the energy into giving it to ourselves, the response and the shift that takes place from that experience when we genuinely know that, you know, I don't need an outside source to tell me because I can tell me and I believe it and I know it. Because now when you go into relationships knowing it, there's no need. There is this like abundance. It's the cup run it's over situation. And the level of attractability to someone who doesn't need the outside world to confirm who they are, mm-hmm. is you know, the magnetism of that is just, you know, it's off the charts. It's off the charts. And the truth is, you'll find that you'll love everybody. You'll love everybody for different reasons. This one will give you this and this. And I'm not saying that you have to not be monogamous, but you'll find love in many spaces as opposed to the conditioning that says, I'm waiting for the one.
Right, yeah. Well,
which I really do get. Pardon?
I'm not getting myself out there. I've been sort of secluded, taking care of my mom. I'm working 10 hours a day, and to come home and take care of my mom, she's just had a couple strokes. And
okay.
So the love life has sort of been on the back burner. But
okay.
While I'm sitting here taking care of her, it's like, well, you know, it sure would be nice to have someone here with me or this or that. And, you know, sort of thinking about it. There's a guy I like talking to, but, you know, I haven't said anything or tried to pursue anything.
Well, that's interesting because your second card is courage.
Oh, okay.
So, and your third card is actually friendliness. So it sounds like it might be even that it, well, I mean, I get your exhaustion is from your mom,
yes.
But perhaps all you have to, maybe it's already, you're already there. This is just a matter of stepping into it.
Okay.
You know what? Let me go underneath the exhaustion, though. Let's see what the card is. Guidance. Do you meditate?
Yes.
Okay, good. So are you consciously aware of your inner voice?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And has your inner voice nudged you to say something to this gentleman?
Yeah, we've been getting a little bit closer, you know, every once in a while. I get
right.
The courage to start talking and start saying things and start, he was just a group, basically a guy at the back burner of everything. He wasn't one of the main people that I was always with. Well, now I went to like a bonfire and I brought him in closer. So we're starting
okay.
to get a little bit closer and, you know, start doing more talking one-on-one.
Nice.
Stuff. So
nice.
You know, I started it.
Well, and so do you have a belief in you that it should be the man that approaches
yeah.
you? Pardon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
In a way,
and,
I really do, but
right,
I
and that is, you know, fear. Very much from a segregated state of, you know, like in other words, in the 1950s, we all had our place, and you know, be in your place. We are in 2010, girlfriend. We are not only blending our masculine and feminine, we are letting go of all the, you know, sexual segregations of dancing
yeah.
together. Because what's interesting is under courage, the card under courage, was beyond illusion.
Ah.
So, I mean, and it's interesting, too, because when I see the friendliness card, well, again, I always reference myself because it's the best story I got in order to share the metaphors that I like to share. For the longest time, I was looking for the one, and then I started understanding that the love I receive from my friends, and I'm not talking friends with benefits, you know, just friends, hands down got me through my mother's death, you know, got me through the tough times, got me through my drug addictions, you know, talking like got me through the significant times when I was just one lost soul and I didn't have a significant partner in my life, but I had significant people
right.
in my life. And it was really important for me to look at my belief system that says, you know, I keep saying I'm looking for love, I'm looking for love, as opposed to I don't have to look for love. Love is in my life. I just have to redefine how this love is going to play a part in my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Because I keep focusing on that I don't have a significant other when I have a plethora of genuinely amazing people in my life that if they were not here, then I would know aloneness like I have never known before.
That's where I'm at, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Yeah, so it's about understanding how to redefine the word love. And like I said, the friendliness card says that you are friendly. Be open to friendliness as a as a significant expression of love. Because, boy, like I said, just from my own personal experience, I would never have made it through my experiences without my friends. And I'm not even saying that my friends didn't change. You know, there were I don't tend to have a lot of, you know, friends like I had from high school or, you know, I make friends based on my needs of what I'm going through. And so it's not about the quantity of how long I've known somebody. It's the quality they bring to my life in that moment. That is just, for me, as soon as I opened up to that, it opened up just, it was a floodgate. I stopped feeling bad for myself. And that led me to the understanding of, okay, if it's not one person who's my soulmate, I have love for my friends. The next natural step for me was, okay, what about self-love? What if I became the soulmate I've been waiting for? And that opened doors, I mean, multidimensional, galactic, interdimensional, you know what I mean? Like, that opened up experiences that have truly just blown the lid off of all the belief systems I had, quote unquote, about the one love that I was waiting for the first half of my life.
Yeah.
The first 30 years. You know, the one that was going to save me.
Yep.
Yeah, I totally get it. Totally. The one that's going to save us is self. And truth be told, because if someone comes that's going to save you, more than likely, I would say 99.9% infinity, they will be controlling and totally dysfunctional. They will not be what Walt Disney spoke about. They will be what Julia Roberts experienced in that movie where the guy was, you know, making the cans face all the same way, sleeping with the enemy. They don't come to save us. They come to let us know we've given our power away. And boy, that don't feel good.
I've had them. I don't want that.
Yeah, exactly. And it comes from us giving our power away. So enjoy the friends.
Okay.
Enjoy. And if you can have friends with benefits, hey, nothing wrong with that either. We are in 2010, my friend. You're an adult. This is okay. This is okay. And then enjoy self. Find true. I mean, I have set intentions.
Mm-hmm.
I am my soulmate. That's part of what at the top of my show I call in my essence, because I recognized the greater aspect of me was the soulmate that I was looking for. And now that I experience it, I am actually feeling loved. Like I always waited for the man to help me feel. I'd be alone in the woods feeling loved. And I'll cry in just tears of joy going, wow, this is, I mean, and I'm 45. It's like, wow, I got another 40 years and I don't have to be miserable and sad and lonely. I'm so incredibly grateful to have opened that wisdom and opened that stream of consciousness while I'm still young to enjoy it, not on my deathbed. You know, there's still life in us.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend those. Yeah.
Yeah. I understand it wholeheartedly.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I appreciate
my
your
pleasure.
Time.
So, my pleasure. I had a feeling I was supposed to talk with you, so namaste, sister, and keep in touch, definitely.
Okay.
Third Thursdays, we're going to do readings like this all the time, so even just to keep in touch, just to say hi.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. You have a good
my
night.
Pleasure. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Okay, loves. Everybody, I gotta call it a night. I am 12 minutes OT, but I love you guys. This has been amazing. And I know you're on there, 817. I love you, girlfriend. I will speak with you soon. Everybody, have an amazing night. Namaste.